You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
An amazing promotion the Points and Miles community is going gaga over. First look at the new Blue Rewards credit cards from Bank Montreal and enter for your chance to win 25,000 Aeroplan points and some Air Canada Aeroplan merchandise. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for March 20th, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and like always, we're going to kick things off with credit cards. First thing we're going to look at is that promotion that is making the points and miles community just go nuts. And that is a 25% transfer bonus from American Express to Air France KLM Flying Blue. Yes, so only a few short months ago, the conversion rate from American Express membership rewards to Flying Blue was 1 to 0.75 miles. And then we had the nice surprise just early in January where American Express improved that to 1 to 1, which made this, you know, from a pretty good value to an excellent value. And now we have a limited time promotion where they're adding 25% more miles on those transfers as well. So one American Express membership rewards point will net you 1.25 Flying Blue miles. So as I said in my blog post, this is now mucho excellent value. Like, this is just amazing. Just a crazy promotion, which, like I said, a lot of us in the points and miles community are just going crazy over. I've already talked about the transfer ratios, but I'll remind you right now, it's 1,000 membership rewards points at a minimum that you have to transfer, and normally you'll get 1,000 Flying Blue miles, but with this promotion, that'll be 1,250 Flying Blue miles, and then you can redeem in 100 point increments up from that, so 1,100, 1,200, you name it. And I think it's up to like 999,000 points or something like that you can convert. Somebody can correct me on that. I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, you can convert a lot. And yeah, so let's jump right into it. Why this is such an amazing bonus and why a lot of people are so excited about it. So the first reason we'll look at why this is such an amazing bonus is Flying Blue's exceptional transatlantic reward rates. So when you fly with Air France KLM Flying Blue, redeem miles for their flights, you're looking at 25,000 miles one way starting point for economy class, 40,000 for premium economy, and 60,000 for business class. So those are one way. Round trip, you doubled, you know, 50, 80, and 120,000 miles. Those are pretty good starting points. Now, Air France KLM does price dynamically, just like Air Canada Aeroplan and most other programs. So they can go up if a flight is more full or costing more for, you know, cash wise, things like that. But a lot of times Air France KLM has pretty decent availability at those starting point amounts, and those are some of the lowest amounts, except for something like the British Airways Club with their off-peak to Dublin, which we've talked about lots in our videos. But if you've watched a lot of our videos, you know we've already talked about how excellent Air France KLM Flying Blue is for that transatlantic travel. So basically, if you are looking at these starting point amounts, so something like Vancouver to Amsterdam, I have an example up on the screen, 25,000 Flying Blue miles. So with the 25% bonus, that's only 20,000 membership rewards points. Round trip, that would be 40,000 points. You won't find that with any other program except for the aforementioned British Airways Club, potentially. You know, potentially. You may not, but you can. You know, with the 26,000 to Dublin, and then you could add on a separate Avios flight to Amsterdam and probably come in around the same amount of mileage. So, you know, that's what just shows you the beauty of a membership rewards with American Express. It gives you those options. If you find a better deal with British Airways, you transfer your points to British Airways. You find a better deal like this one with Flying Blue, you transfer to Flying Blue. Find a better deal with Aeroplan, you transfer to Aeroplan. It gives you every good option for the Canadian market. Going back to this Vancouver, Amsterdam, and any economy class reward flight out of Canada that is on Air France or KLM Metal, it's good to know, you may see on the screen with this Vancouver, Amsterdam example, that the fees are $154. That may seem a little bit high, but you do have to take into account that Air France KLM Flying Blue includes your first checked bag on economy class rewards. Something like Aeroplan actually does not for flights to Europe. You actually have to pay the fees, which I think are like $75 each way now, unless of course you have an Aeroplan co-brand credit card which covers you, or if you have elite status, those type of things. But again, if you are trying to compare apples to apples, make sure you're comparing the right economy class fares. So if you're looking with cash fares, don't look at the basic, you know, the most basic fares that don't include your check bag. Look at the next one up that includes the check bag. And same thing, if you're comparing to awards from other programs, make sure those awards include a checked bag. Otherwise, you have to figure out what the fee is, and then compare those fees across the board. So these are just some tips when you're comparing Flying Blue rewards to the other programs. You know, here's a premium economy example, Montreal to Paris round trip. This is in August. The height of the summer travel season to Europe, 80,000 Flying Blue miles. That's only 64,000 membership rewards points with the 25% bonus. Again, you're not going to find that from any other program. Membership rewards, 64,000 for a round trip premium economy class flight. You know, you'd be looking at almost that same amount for a trip to Europe in economy class and paying a lot of fees above it. So this just, you know, there's so many angles you can look at this and see why it is such a good deal. And here's one last example of, you know, looking at a redemption with just these starting rates, and that is business class Toronto to Rome next January, 60,000 miles, which is only 48,000 membership rewards points. Again, just a steal of a deal, 48,000 points, but where it can get even better. And if you've watched our videos, visited our site, you know, every month we talk about Air France KLM's Flying Blue promo rewards. So Flying Blue promo rewards is where you get 25% off and sometimes even 50% off select reward flights on Air France and KLM. So for example, this month, I'm recording this in March, you can get 25% off business class between Ottawa and Europe, North Africa and Turkey. So what does that mean? That means you can get those flights for as little as 45,000 Flying Blue miles each way, 90,000 round trip, and that's business class. So that means only 36,000 membership rewards one way, or 72,000 membership rewards points round trip. You know, here's a screen showing the availability that we found in July. This was found on March 17th. It's probably changed by now because of all the Canadians jumping on this promotion, but hopefully there's still some availability like this. But here we have an example of Ottawa to Paris round trip next month in April. This is April 5th to 21st. 90,000 miles round trip using the promo rewards. An amazing deal in its own right, but an even more amazing deal with membership rewards points, because that's only 72,000 membership rewards points. So just, you know, again, just showing you the value that this promotion and these programs can provide. And then the other good options with Flying Blue is their partner airline. So of course, they're a SkyTeam airline, so you can redeem for flights on any SkyTeam partners, but they also have a partner that is very key to the Canadian market, and that is WestJet. You can redeem Flying Blue miles for WestJet flights, and that includes WestJet's domestic flights within Canada, something you won't get from, say, British Airways and Avios. You cannot redeem for domestic flights within Canada with that program. So that's a key differentiator. I know a lot of people, you know, like to talk about Avios and how great a program it is, and it is a great program. It's a great transfer option from both American Express and RBC. But when you take a look at the whole Canadian market and where people travel and want to redeem, Flying Blue, you know, it does better than Avios, because you do have this option to redeem for domestic flights within Canada. You know, here's an example, Calgary to Winnipeg on WestJet, 9,500 Flying Blue miles. And almost all the flights I found for Calgary to Winnipeg were 9,500 Flying Blue miles. That's one way. So that's 7,600 membership rewards points. And I'll say this is for economy class, and $55. So much better than Amex's own fixed points for travel. I compared Air Canada Aeroplan on the same day. Their direct flight, like a direct flight like this one, was 15,600 Aeroplan points. That's 15,600 membership rewards points. So more than double what it would take, you know, flying, you could fly two people to Winnipeg for less than what it would take converting points to Aeroplan. Very close on the fees. Now, if you wanted less with Aeroplan, you could do a connecting flight and it was 11,600, but still more than a direct option using Flying Blue and WestJet. You can also redeem for WestJet's international flights. Here's an example of Calgary to Tokyo in economy class, 39,500 Flying Blue miles, which works out to 31,600 membership rewards points. Again, a really, really good deal for an economy class flight to Japan. And look at that, the fees are only $76, a really decent deal. Although I don't believe that includes a checked bag in this case, because it's not on Air France KLM. So you would have to pay for checked bags on that flight. So just something to take into consideration if you are comparing to other airlines. And like I said, SkyTeam partners, here's Vancouver to Seoul on Delta Airlines. Now this is connecting through Seattle, economy class as well, 36,000 Flying Blue miles, which works out to 28,800 membership rewards points. Another steal of a deal, much better than Amex's own fixed points for travel option. And I compared to Aeroplan as well. The closest they came was 48,700 points, which is 48,700 membership rewards points. So almost 20,000 more points and more fees, 133. And that was also via Seattle. The direct flight on Air Canada between Vancouver and Seoul, on this day, and I should point out, this is a singular look. This isn't a look across the calendar. If you're flexible with your rewards, that's when you search through all these programs and find out which one is the best. And that's why Membership Rewards is the best, because you can pick Aeroplan if they have the better option over Flying Blue. But I think in most cases right now with this 25% bonus, you'll find Flying Blue to be the better deal. And I'll go back. So Air Canada, so like if you wanted to fly direct out of Vancouver to Seoul, you're looking at over 68,000 points for that same flight. So more than double, say, the amount of Membership Rewards points that would be required for with a connection, you know, in Seattle. But if you want to avoid all that, of course, you have that option to do as well, to go direct. What I have to say, I mean, this transfer bonus is amazing for all Membership Rewards cardholders, but it really puts the spotlight on the Cobalt card. Because as you all know, I mean, I talk about it in almost every video, anytime that has to do with earning and redeeming points, there is a reason it is the best travel rewards credit card in Canada. And this just bumps that up even more, because the card earns up to 5 Membership Rewards points per dollar. That's on eats and drinks, so grocery stores, dining, restaurants, bakeries, coffee shop, you name it. Like any, like there's so many options out there. You can earn 5 points per dollar, up to $2,500 per month of spending, and then it drops to 1 point. So for most people, that is fine. Those 5 points per dollar convert to Flying Blue 1-to-1. So that's 5 Flying Blue miles per dollar. But then you add 25% and you have 6.25 Flying Blue miles per dollar, which is just insane. Like, it's just an insane earn rate for Flying Blue. And so if we take my previous example of Ottawa to Paris, a round trip with that in business class with promo rewards, that flight to buy from Air France KLM was $3,991.52, which is a really great deal right now too, because they have a seat sale going on. So under 4,000 for business class, really good deal. So of course, with our example, we showed it was 90,000 Flying Blue miles, which means 72,000 Membership Rewards points for that same flight. Now, the award flight required $950.52 in taxes and fees. So if we subtract that from the cash price of $3,991, you have $3,041 of ticket value that you're assigning the 90,000 miles to, or technically your 72,000 Membership Rewards points. So if we take that $3,041, divide it by the 72,000, you get your cents per point value, which in this case is 4.22 cents. That is a very good cents per point value. Multiply that by the Cobalt card's 5 points per dollar, and you have a 21.1% return on your eats and drink spending. 21.1%. Most cards out there are getting you 1-2, if you're lucky, 4-5-6%. You know, the Cobalt card at the minimum is giving you 5%. But with this type of redemption, 21.1% return on your spending, untouchable. You know, another way to look at it, I'm going to put a chart up on the screen, is how much you actually have to spend on the card to get these rewards. So, you know, something like economy class, as little as $4,000 in the 5x point spending to get, you know, a standard economy class flight. $3,000, only $3,000 in spending to get a promo reward economy class flight. And it goes up to $7,200 in 5x point spending for a business class promo reward, $9,600 for a standard one, which is not a promo reward when it's 60,000 miles, in the 5x point spending plus the 25% bonus. So you could technically get a round trip business class flight to Europe, Turkey, or North Africa for like $19,200 in spending on the Cobalt card. Most other cards with that type of spending may get you an economy class flight within North America, let alone a business class flight across the Atlantic. Just huge value in this promotion, in these programs, and that is why so many people in the Points and Miles community are just giddy over this. You know, like there was a comment on, I think, on the Rewards Canada subreddit where somebody mentions, like, what do we do to deserve this? And they meant that in a good way. It's like, yeah, we deserve this. This is amazing. And I commented, well, this is what you get when you have somebody who understands Points and Miles running the Flying Blue program, and you have somebody who understands Points and Miles who's running Amex's Membership Rewards. You get those people in there, and they are able to show the value of the people who run the financial side of the programs or the airlines, that, you know, we can do things like this, and it's in the long run, it's going to be better for not only the credit card program, but also for the airline and their respective programs. So again, just great news. And as you can tell, I'm giddy about it. You know, I love the loyalty industry. I've worked in it for 25 years, and this, you know, just things like this just makes me excited, and I hope you guys are excited about it too. Now, before we move on to the next news, I know a lot of our community has asked, how do I get the availability calendar for Air France KLM? I used it earlier in the video here, you saw it there. So here's how you do it. It's actually quite easy. So once you are on the Air France or KLM website and have logged in, simply click on the Book Miles tab. Input your origin and destination and choose your fare class, but do not input any dates. That is the key here. Leaving the date field empty is what brings you to the monthly availability calendar, and it shows you the amounts by month, and you can click on the tabs up top to go to different months. That's all there is to it. So there's your tip of the day on how to find the Air France KLM Flying Blue availability calendar. And it even works for their partner airlines. You can bring up this availability calendar for WestJet flights even within Canada. That's how I saw that. There were so many flights between Calgary and Winnipeg. So while we're on the topic of Air France KLM, why don't we go into one of our features we updated recently, and that was the Ultimate Air France KLM Flying Blue Credit Card Portfolio. So this is the best portfolio for those who fly with Air France KLM and looking to maximize their Flying Blue earning. The portfolio consists of three cards. As you know, all our Ultimate portfolios are an Amex, a MasterCard, and a Visa. So the MasterCard in this case, of course, has to be the Air France KLM World Elite MasterCard. Without that card, this portfolio does not work. It is your card for earning extra miles on Air France KLM flights. Plus, it can be used to earn miles on categories where the Cobalt card, which is the next card, aren't covered. This is also your card to use at Costco. Now, it only earns 1 mile per dollar at Costco, but when you take into account the value of Flying Blue miles, you know, if we take that 4.22 cents, now that was membership rewards, so it was probably that redemption worked out to be 3 something cents value if you were redeeming Flying Blue miles directly without the conversion. Still, so that's a 3% return on your Costco spending. That's hard to beat. You know, the Rogers card, the Rogers Red World Elite MasterCard can do it for, Rogers customers. But other than that, you're going to have a hard time reaching 3% at Costco. So that the Flying Blue World Elite MasterCard from Brim is kind of one of those hidden gem cards, you know. And like I said, it gives you extra miles for when you fly Air France KLM, and you don't even have to pay for the flight on this credit card. You can pay for the flight with a different credit card, but as long as you have this credit card, your paid flights, not reward flights, but your paid flights on Air France KLM will earn an extra 5 Flying Blue miles per euro of ticket value. And then the other two cards, American Express Cobalt card. I don't think I need to explain why it's in here. I think the last part of this video pretty much told you why. 5 times points earning means 5 Flying Blue miles per dollar. It is your primary Flying Blue miles earning card for a Canadian portfolio like this. And the last card, there is no Visa card that directly earns Flying Blue miles, unfortunately. So we just threw in the Scotiabank Passport Visa Infinite card because it's like the most well-rounded Visa card. It's your lounge access card because the other two cards don't give you lounge access. So you get lounge membership, 6 lounge passes per year. But the key with this card, of course, is the no foreign transaction fees. So when you're outside of Canada or shopping online outside of Canada, you use this card to save that 2.5% that the other cards would be charging. All right, now next up in credit cards, we have the first details of the BMO Blue Rewards MasterCard. So these are the cards that the Air Miles cards will be transitioning to. The first details are out. It's the earn rates and some benefits. Primarily, we'll focus here on the World Elite MasterCard because that's the one a lot of people are using. Well, actually, I didn't say that. The no-fee card is very popular too from Air Miles. So both are very popular. I won't touch upon the business ones. Let's just talk about those two cards. So the new BMO Blue Rewards World Elite MasterCard is going to earn 10 blue points for every $1 in purchases at participating Blue Rewards partners. So this is the same as the current Air Miles cards where you get 3 times miles when using the card at select Air Miles partners. Now the Blue Rewards card will also earn 2 blue points for every $1 in purchases on gas, EV, grocery, alcohol, and wholesale locations. Wholesale includes Costco. So that's a ideal thing. At least it was with Air Miles. In the new card I'll discuss, it's good, but not as good as the current Air Miles card. And then all other purchases, 1 blue point per $1 spent. So what does that work out to? So, you know, with your Air Miles and Blue Rewards partner, the current Air Miles World Elite MasterCard provides 2.63 cents per dollar in value for those 3 times miles. So that's 2.63% return on your spending. This Blue Rewards World Elite at 10 points per dollar almost triples that. It gives you 6.7% return on your spending. So it is a big increase. They're trying to keep people within the Air Miles, or sorry, Blue Rewards ecosystem when you use this card at those partners. But there's a big asterisk beside that 6.7% return on spending. There is a monthly spending cap on that 10 times points. Yeah, this is BMO. BMO doing what BMO does. A monthly spending cap of only $1,000 at those Air Miles partners where you can get the 10 times points earn rate. On the screen, I have the current partners we know. I really hope they do add more partners because that's pretty thin in terms of the partners where you can earn this 10 times points. So it's huge value, but it is quite limiting in terms of that cap and which partners. So fingers crossed when Blue Rewards launches, we're gonna see a lot more partners where you can earn this 10 times points at. So that is an exceptional upgrade. I will say that in terms of just sheer numbers, that is an exceptional upgrade, but again, just too bad about the cap and fingers crossed we get more partners in there. So then they have the grocery wholesale club alcohol purchases. So that, you know, currently the Air Miles World Elite MasterCard provides 1.75 cents per dollar in those categories because they're giving 2 miles. With this 2 points per dollar, that unfortunately drops to 1.34% in spending. So unfortunately, that is a lowering of the grocery value. And you know, up until they pulled the Air Miles cards from the market, the BMO Air Miles World Elite MasterCard was actually the best card to use at Costco outside of the Rogers cards if you are a Rogers customer. That unfortunately will not happen. You know, I've said in past videos, I'm gonna wait to update our feature on the top 5 MasterCards to use at Costco because of, you know, the Blue Rewards, the upcoming Tangerine Scene Plus MasterCard, things like that. Well, we now know Blue Rewards will not crack the top 5 at 1.34%. You basically need to be at 1.5% or higher to crack into the top 5 Costco MasterCards. So unfortunately, it's not going to make it there. They have added a gas and EV purchases in which they're trying to make up for the loss of Shell. So with this credit card, you will earn 2 points per dollar on gas and EV charging. So that's better. The old card is a 0.875% return on spending. This is going to be a 1.34% return on spending. So that's good too. But you do have to note that it's capped. Grocery, wholesale, alcohol, gas, EV, $500 a month. That's just as low as their cashback World Elite MasterCard. It's a very low cap. You know, groceries, I mean, people are spending $500 a week on groceries, let alone going to Costco. Like a $500 cap, that's really unfortunate. And the base earn rate on the new Blue Rewards World Elite MasterCard is 0.67% return on spending. Now, if you're wondering where I'm getting the 0.67%, we know in the new program that 1,500 points is going to equal $10. So it gives you a value of 0.67 per point. So that's what 0.67% return of spending for a 1 point per dollar. That's a drop from the current card's 0.875. You know, so quite a bit less. So unfortunately, another category of spending that sees a lower value in this new card. So you have some improved earn rates. You know, gas and EV charging is better. Air Miles Partners is better. Everything else is not as good in terms of rate of return. So that's really just unfortunate. Now, the no-fee card, BMO Blue Rewards card, it's going to earn 5 blue points for every $1 in purchases at Air Miles Partners. So that does improve too, because the current card gives you a 1.26% return at Air Miles Partners. This is a 3.33. But again, caps in place, $500 for this card in with Air Miles Partners. And we have to hope that they add more partners. You know, the EV, grocery, alcohol, wholesale locations, gas is 1 point per dollar, so 0.67%. That's an improvement from the current no-fee Air Miles card, which is 0.42 for gas and EV, but it's a drop for grocery, wholesale, and alcohol, which is a 0.84 with the Air Miles card, and now it's going to be 0.67. And this one also has a $500 cap on those categories of gas, EV, alcohol, wholesale, unfortunately, groceries. And then its base earn rate is 0.5 blue points per $1 spent. So that's a 0.33% return versus the current no-fee card's 0.42% return. So, you know, I think for a lot of people, the value is going to be pretty close to the same depending where you spend on the cards and depending how much you spend over those caps in your daily shopping habits. I mean, if you're a big spender or have been a big spender on your Air Miles card, you'll probably end up, you know, not earning as much value with the new cards. If you're kind of right around that cap level, you may end up earning more value, especially if you're shopping at those Air Miles partners. Like I said, fingers crossed, they add some really good partners into that 10 times or 5 times points earning. And then we also learned some of the benefits, well, at least on the World Elite MasterCard. So they are adding a auto club membership, so roadside assistance. Now, it's a basic roadside assistance package from Dominion Automobile Association that will be added to the cards. And then the cards will also receive 4 annual airport lounge passes. So right now the Air Miles versions include MasterCard travel pass. That's still going to be there, but now they're adding 4 passes per year as well. So a little bit extra value there. But as they even state in their terms and conditions, the adding of the passes means they've removed the 25% discount that you get on 1 Air Miles flight per year when you redeem points. They've got rid of that. So for some people, better value in the, you know, in the lounge passes, but for others who took advantage of that 25% discount on Air Miles flight, you may end up with less value. You know, that's really some numbers you're going to have to run on your own. I'd love to know what you guys all think of the new Blue Rewards MasterCards, at least what we know so far. Let us know in the comments below. And next up, we have an increased bonus alert. So this week, we saw the American Express Aeroplan card receive an increased bonus. It's been bumped up by 5,000 points to 45,000 Aeroplan points. So new American Express Aeroplan card members can earn 45,000 points. It's broken down like this: 35,000 Aeroplan points after spending $7,500 in the first 6 months. So what is that? That's $1,250 a month. Not too bad to get that bonus. And then you can earn an additional 10,000 Aeroplan points when you spend $1,000 in the 13th month of card membership. So you do have to run with 2 years for this card, or at least two annual fees to get it. Now, this card does have a little bit of a lower annual fee than the other Aeroplan premium cards. This one's only $120 versus $139. It is also an excellent option for those who cannot meet the income requirements of the other premium Aeroplan cards, you know, the Visa Infinite from TD or the Visa Infinite from CIBC. If you can't meet the income requirements of that, this one has no income requirement. And that way you get your first check bag free on Air Canada flights because it has that benefit, because this is a premium, it's not an entry level. So that's good to know. A little bit of an extra bonus on that card. We're gonna go back to our ultimate credit cards. We had another ultimate portfolio that we updated. It was the ultimate cash back credit card portfolio. I'm gonna try and go through this quick. Three cards. The big change here was on the Visa card. So the American Express remains the Simply Cash preferred card from American Express. You know, it's the best overall cashback card in Canada. It gives you 2% on everything except for gas and groceries, where you can get 4%, right? But there are caps on the groceries, but no matter what, you're earning at least 2% up to 4%. The MasterCard, Rogers Red World Elite, I mean, it is like pretty much the best cashback MasterCard out there, one of the best for sure. This is your card you use at Costco, minimum 1.5% cashback earn rate, but it jumps up to 3%, of course, if you are a Rogers customer. So just good to know that you have that option as well. And this is the card for Costco, you use at Costco or where a merchant doesn't accept American Express. And then the Visa card, like I said, it changed out. It used to be the CIBC Dividend Visa Infinite card, but we have now put the Scotia Momentum Visa Infinite card in there. And the main reason why is that the Scotia has now overtaken CIBC as the better option because Scotia finally got rid of the once per year cashback and they added the extra 2% earning on dining delivery, right? So a very decent Visa card. It earns 4% on recurring bill payments and grocery store purchases, and then 2% on gas station daily transit and food delivery. There are other options for some people, you know, probably myself included. If I was running a cashback portfolio, of course I'm more travel, but I would use the Cobalt card in the Amex position because that actually earns 5% on groceries, right? 5 points per dollar works out to about, you know, 5%. It really comes down to your spending habits. In our rankings, the Cobalt card does not come up as high as the Simply Cash preferred, and that's because, you know, the base earn rate on the Cobalt card is only 1% cashback versus the 2% on the Simply Cash. So it really comes down to your spending habits as to the best cards. Same thing on the MasterCard, the MBNA Rewards Worldly MasterCard. It's 5 to 5.5 points earning, works out to like 4.16 to 4.58% cashback. So it can be better than the Rogers depending on your spending habits. And then, yeah, the other option for Visa would be the CIBC Dividend Visa Infinite card. It, you know, it's almost, I'd say almost interchangeable with the Scotia Momentum. The Scotia Momentum gives you a little bit more value in cashback rewards, but it is, again, I think for some people, it's almost negligible. So you could go with almost either card. And speaking of cashback cards, we're gonna close out credit cards with this. Going back to Bank of Montreal, being Bank of Montreal.
What did you say, Flintstone?
They are increasing the annual fee on their cashback World Elite MasterCard. It is being bumped up to $139 to pretty much match a lot of the other premium cards in the market. Right now it's $120, but it's being bumped up to $139 as of June 2nd. But they're not adding anything to the card. They're just simply bumping up the price. We saw them do that as well with their Eclipse Visa Infinite Privilege when it jumped from $499 to $599. Did they give you anything more for the card? No. In fact, BMO has just been taking away from those cards over the years. So yeah, I think they're just doing it because everybody else is starting to charge $139. So Bank of Montreal is doing that on this World Elite Cashback MasterCard. So it just takes away even more value from that card. Just, you know, note that it is not the best cashback card in the market, like you will find some influencers and sites saying that a lot of people like to promote this as the best cashback card in Canada. You know, for lower spending, it's not bad, but with a $500 monthly cap on groceries, it, you know, it easily gets beaten by other cards, even like the MBNA World Elite at 4% or just over 4%. If you're spending over $500, it does better on groceries than this card. So just be aware of that. As always, a big thank you in advance to anybody and everybody who uses our credit card links to apply for credit cards. That is how you support the channel and Rewards Canada, and you support our mission of continuing to give free information to everybody, no matter what, and providing the utmost and most extensive loyalty and credit card coverage in Canada. All right, so that takes us into loyalty and travel news. We're going to kick it off with our own Rewards Canada news. So our latest 25th anniversary contest just launched a few days ago, and this one is brought to you by Air Canada Aeroplan. You can enter for a chance to win 25,000 Aeroplan points and a premium Air Canada Aeroplan merchandise swag bag. This is open to all Canadians, including those of you in Quebec aged 18 and over. The contest runs until March 31st, 2026, until 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time. So make sure you hit that link below. Go and enter the contest for your chance to win that prize. And not too long after this one ends, we'll have another one coming up. So just stay tuned. Like I said, they're running all year long. All right, now we're going to get into the actual loyalty news, not Rewards Canada news. And the first one we're going to look at is from Marriott Bonvoy. So they came out with some good news just over a week ago where they are now allowing Marriott Bonvoy members to top off their free night awards with 25,000 points. So if you've been familiar with the program, like if you have the Marriott Bonvoy American Express cards and you get your free night award after your first anniversary and every anniversary after that, you should know that you've been able to top that off with 15,000 points. But now they've bumped that up to 25. So that free night award from the Marriott Bonvoy cards offers free nights at hotels that are charging 35,000 points, and then you could top it off with 15. So if it was a 50,000 point night or anywhere between 35 and 50, you would just add whatever points required to your free night award to get that free night. So now, of course, it's bumped up by 25,000, so you can go up to a 60,000 point night from those free night awards. Really good deal here with those cards. Of course, the Canadian free night awards are only the 35,000. Now, Titanium members, you can select a free night award as part of your, you know, your selection. If I recall correctly, that's 40,000, so you could bump it up to 65,000. So speaking of the Marriott Bonvoy cards, just a reminder that right now they have increased welcome bonuses I've talked about in several videos where you can earn up to 110,000 points. And I've been saying for years that these are cards that a lot more Canadians should carry in their wallets. It's, you know, the points and miles community knows the value in them, but I think a lot of Canadians need to realize the value of these cards. I've talked about how those welcome bonuses, actually just in the last video, I believe I talked about how those welcome bonuses can provide a lot of value. I'll link to the video right here, so be sure to check that out. And you have until April 7th to apply for those cards to get these larger bonuses on those credit cards. And the next big loyalty news was also from Air Miles. So we're covering a lot of the same programs in today's video. Air Miles Travel has made that transition to Expedia. So they no longer have their in-house travel agency. By moving to Expedia, you know, there's more flexibility in the travel options and mileage redemption. The big things with these transitions is that now you can use points towards taxes and fees. That was a big sticking point with the old Air Miles Travel, is that you could only redeem towards base fares. So talked about that in previous videos too, where, you know, there was Air Transat flights where they were promoting, you know, on Air Miles, but the base fare was $2 to Europe or something like that. So you could redeem 20 miles. So, I mean, the value of the miles was good, but you could only redeem 20 miles and you'd be spending $900 in taxes and fees. Well, now you can go out and spend those 20 miles on the $2, but you can also redeem the same amount of miles equivalent value-wise for the 900 odd, you know, dollars in taxes and fees. So just something to know that you can, you know, you can cover the entire flight, car rental, hotel, vacation package with your Air Miles, or coming up soon, Blue Rewards points, without any cash outlay. So if you have enough points, you can cover your entire travel. And there's also more flexibility. They got rid of the, you know, the flex pay option where you could use like 50% miles, 50% cash. You can now redeem as little as 1 mile, so you can redeem any amount. So a lot more flexibility in using your points towards travel. The value remains pretty much the same. It's 10 cents per point. So some of you may be saying, well, hold on, if it's 10 cents per point, that's less than the gift card or e-voucher value of 10 and a half cents, or like, you know, in-store at Shell until May 26th for rest Canada outside of Alberta, or the places like PharmaSave. And yes, it is a touch less value. So if you are a value, you know, chaser, you know, you probably will not be redeeming for travel. But for a lot of people, you know, if they're saving $600 in travel versus, what would that be, $630 in vouchers, if it keeps $600 in your pocket, they're going to be redeeming for that travel. It makes a lot of sense because it is the flexibility. You have those points. So the differences aren't that huge. Yes, you can get more value for other redemptions within the Air Miles program, but it's not terrible either. And there's a lot of flexibility in that. Now, of course, there are some, you know, some quirks with Expedia. You can't book travel to Cuba, so that's good to know you can't do it. Cruises remain with Red Tag Vacations, so that will not be booked through the Expedia portal. That is still a separate partnership with Red Tag Vacations. All in all, I think for the most part, this is better. You get even more airline options. Yes, Expedia doesn't have some of the low-cost airlines, but I don't think Air Miles Travel did before. But you get a lot more of the bigger airlines from around the world. You know, Air Miles did have a lot of partnerships, but this opens up even more airlines. I think just in general, you are going to find more flexibility and availability with the new Air Miles Travel that goes through Expedia. And that brings us to the Rewards Canada Bonus Blast. So the Bonus Blast is where we take a look at some of the more significant bonus miles or points offers we've added to the website over the past week. First one we're going to look at is from Cathay Pacific's Cathay program. You can get up to 15% back in Asia miles when you redeem for Cathay Award flights out of Canada. This is a very limited time offer. I'm recording this March 20th, and you have to register for this by March 22nd. So if you're watching this after March 22nd, this offer is no longer in play. But as long as you register by March 22nd, you can book flights, reward flights, that is, between Vancouver or Toronto and Hong Kong, and get 10% back in miles for one-way flights or 15% for round-trip itineraries. So for example, if you book a round-trip economy class award flight between Vancouver and Hong Kong at 54,000 miles, you should get 8,100 miles back. And now if you're only redeeming one way, you would get 2,700 miles back, because that's 27,000 miles for a one-way economy class flight. Like I said, you have to register by March 22nd, and this is valid for travel between May 5th and June 30th. The miles rebate will post your account by August 31st. Now, I could not find this on Cathay's Canadian website. I found this on their Hong Kong website. So just in case people are looking for this offer, they're trying to find deals, it is on the Hong Kong site. But the terms do specifically state that it works for departures from Hong Kong or any of the cities that they list on that promotion page, and that was Toronto, Vancouver. So by all means, this should work on those redemptions. As long as you're registered and you redeem for the flights out of Toronto, Vancouver, meet all the specifications, you should get these miles back. And now we're going to go back to Air Miles. Lots of Air Miles in this video. Right now, they're offering 100 bonus miles when you shop via Air Miles Shop. So every time you spend $100 or more via their online shopping portal, you'll get 100 bonus miles. Nice. One bonus mile per dollar, at least. If you spend more than 100, of course, it can be less than per dollar. But it's good to know that little bonus is there. This offer is valid till April 1st. No opt-in is required. And you should be able to stack this with another upcoming promotion from them. They are going to offer 5x Air Miles for shopping via Amazon during the Amazon's big spring sale between March 25th and 31st. So I believe you should be able to stack these. I didn't check the terms and conditions, but usually you can stack these offers. Now, it is only on specific categories. It's whichever categories they have listed on the Air Miles Shop site that can earn miles, that you'll earn the 5x miles. And that's the same through all portals. There's only certain categories on Amazon that you can earn points or miles on, regardless of which shopping portal you use. Remember to always check out the Rewards Canada bonus offer section before you book any travel, whether it's flights, hotels, car rentals, you name it. So many Canadians are just going out and booking and earning their base miles and points or no miles and points at all. Whereas by checking these sections, you can see if you'll be earning more than your base points and miles, and you're not leaving those points and miles on the table, thus losing out on some extra cash or extra rewards. A quick reminder that you will find links to all the topics in today's video in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell, and share the video with friends, family, coworkers, you name it. And if you have a question or have a clarification or correction for us, or just want to say hi, be sure to leave us a comment in the comment section below. And that's all she wrote for this week. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca on a daily basis and or our socials on a daily basis, because there are things that we do not cover in this video, and there are some limited time things that do not even make it into our newsletter. But at the very least, you should be subscribing to that newsletter, because that is your summary of everything that's going on in points and miles and credit cards in Canada. It comes out every Friday. And then on Saturdays is the Rewards Canada Bonus Bulletin. That is where we summarize all of the bonus miles and points offers we've added to the website for that week. Those are your ticket to earning more miles, more points, and more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in this week. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's Own, TWKOP.